Hello, guys. Welcome back to Pizza Time Podcast. My name is Steven.
And I'm Henry.
And this is episode 7, where we talk about the Oscars. So dun, let's get dun, a, dun, get a dun, roll dun, with dun, that.
Dun. Hollywood's elite show of
Hello,
shows.
Welcome to the Oscars. My name is Steven, and I'm here with my host, Henry. So, Mr. Henry, how's the red carpet so far?
Well, Steven, you see, there's a lot of famous people here, and I don't know what else to say. They're famous. They smell nice, and they look like they glow.
I know. I took a picture with one of them. But he told me he was going to sue me, and I got scared. So I ran away. So now I'm here backstage with you. So we're just peeping on everyone.
They kept giving me their keys. I don't know what that meant, but...
It's because you're...
kind of hurt.
I don't want to say anything. I've been told on too much, so I'm just gonna stay quiet. Anyways, yes, the Oscars was yesterday. If you're hearing this, no, the Oscars was on Monday.
I thought it was Sunday.
On Sunday, if you're hearing this tomorrow, either way, if you hear it today, then
whatever day you listen to us,
it was on the Sunday.
So it was on a day.
It was on a day of the sun where the day is Sunday. So that's the day. So Mr. Henry, do you want to start off with some news before we get into all that goodness?
How we got robbed? Oh yeah. La Rosa was robbed last night, y'all.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Roma. Yeah,
it's like we say as we never even saw the movie, but she deserved it.
It is on Netflix, so if anybody does have Netflix and wants to watch it, it's on there.
Or, you know, if your friend has it and you're borrowing their account like most people do.
I don't know what kind of show you're throwing at. I have my own because my sister has it. So, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, news.
Oh, so there's rumors going around that Lucasfilm is, Disney is in the works. Instead of making an Obi-Wan Kenobi film, they're going to make a show, as in like a miniseries.
Ooh.
So,
sounds hot.
Right? What do you think about that?
I mean, is it going to have the one and only Obi-Wan?
Oh yeah, no, they're going to bring back Ewan McGregor, supposedly.
Okay, cool. Then if that's the case, then yeah, I'll watch it. Is it what, between the Clone Wars and 3?
No, it's between 3 and 4.
Oh, so it's him like in hiding, basically.
Yep.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, cuz you know how they got that new streaming service there, and I don't know, they shelved a lot of movies. Now they're going to be like, "You know what? Let's give them a show."
That actually sounds pretty cool. I would watch it. How much is the streaming thing for Disney again?
I have no clue. I'm guessing it's going to be like $10 like every other
Yeah, I was going to think it's like $10 or $15 a month, which isn't too bad. Again, you'll get all of the Pixar movies. You'll get all of everything. So not too bad. Not too shabby. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, Dick.
I don't... Why am... Who's Dick?
Richard!
Oh, him! Hello! Anyways, enough of the lame DC. Back to Marvel, the ones that are owned by Disney, because that's what we're talking about, and they're our sponsors this week. Henry, don't talk about them. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to get into more Marvel stuff with the upcoming release of Captain Marvel!
That's a next sponsor, right?
Oh, yeah, gosh. I don't want to see Shazam, dude.
Well, Shazam. you do realize now that we have this, we have to watch like every pop culture movie, even if we don't want to watch it.
That is true. Either way, I still get to go, you know, AMC Stubbs members, you know.
Yeah. Or
it's Henry is a good man.
You mean I have it because, you know, I love AMC Stubbs members.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That's why every time you, for some reason, give me money, I don't understand. Anyways.
I don't know what to do with this information.
What else? So Shazam, we gotta watch that. We gotta watch Captain Marvel. We gotta watch The Mule. We still gotta watch Green Book.
Oh yeah. By the way, we didn't watch, like, we watched maybe half of what was nominated last night.
Yeah, so let's do a run. Wait, not yet. We're still in the news.
You got any news?
There's been a new update for Resident Evil 2. the DLC, the free DLC that they got. So that's kind of new. If anybody hasn't done it, I think it came out like, I want to say 5 days ago. I think it was on Friday. So less than 5 days. I think what else? There is, Anthem came out and everyone is destroying it because it's bad.
Ooh.
So if you're wanting to play a bad game, EA, you know how they love screwing up everything. Go play that.
Because I'm totally not playing an EA game right now.
Yeah, tell us, what EA game are you playing?
The greatest one of all time, Star Wars Battlefront 2.
The original, right? From 2004?
Oh, definitely. Because that was made by EA. Anyways.
He's buying all the loot boxes. He's the reason why everyone at EA loves him. Anyways, like you were saying...
Sponsor me, EA!
I would not want to get sponsored by EA. I would literally hang myself. Yeah, exactly. That's even more of a reason why I don't want to get sponsored by them. So, what other games came out? What's it called? That Metro game. I picked it up. It's pretty cool. It's pretty well made. Next month, what comes out next month? It's pretty dry bones right now. Anthem was the big hitter that was supposed to sell well and everything, but it's not doing so hot. No, it's not. It's doing really bad. So it's underperforming under EA's eyes. So, like a leper, they're going to cast it out. But yeah.
Okay, Heath.
You mean Ledger? Bro.
That was his first name.
His first name is Jack. Thanks.
Nicholson?
No, I know. I'm just messing with you. But yeah, that's news for me, at least video game wise. Movie wise, anything else new coming out? Instead of the Shazay and Captain Marvel?
Marvel's expected to announce all of their movie releases after Endgame. So, I mean, that was kind of predictable.
I mean, Spider-Man lives.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, yeah. Oh yeah, no, I think that's why they're gonna do it after Endgame now, because it kind of spoiled the fact that Spider-Man comes back.
Yeah, only Spider-Man though, the best one. Stan Lee would be proud. You're meh. Okay. Thanks. Have a great day.
Ant-Man's the greatest Marvel hero of all time. Anyway,
I give it to you. Yeah, Ant-Man. I agree. He's pretty cool. Him and Luis. Or Lois. Which are
so I was telling this one guy, right? And my homie told me this. And I'm like,
whoa, did you just play a clip from the movie?
Wow. That's kind of mean.
That wasn't mean. I'm giving you props.
That I'm a good not ventriloquist. What's it called? Voice actor. Mimic? I don't know. Anyway, I know there's more news. I just forget things.
What about that new Batman?
Ah, yes. They're apparently looking for someone in their late 20s.
And, so they wanted, I think they wanted, oh, I forgot who they wanted to cast.
Robert Pattinson was one of
them.
Yes,
him.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I wouldn't want to see him like playing as him. He's British, too. The only British person I give it to is Christian Bale. That's it. Okay.
Okay. I mean, also, I can't see him bulking up.
I can see him bulking up, though.
I can't. But again, I can't see him as maybe because Twilight ruined it for me.
He's a great actor, though. Like, he's not bad.
Oh yeah, no. After Twilight, he got really good.
Yeah, he's had some other roles that he's done pretty good on. So.
He's had some absolute bangers.
I think he actually had a scene where he was banging someone in the movie too. I don't know what movie it was. But it was like on Watch Mojo. It's like actors who
actually did it on screen.
Yeah, actually, yeah. And I was like, oh, Robert Pattinson, number
7.
I really doubt that, though. I don't know. That's the thing. So it's Watch Mojo. They have like over, 15 million subscribers, but they only get like 40,000 views. So you can kind of tell where that's hitting.
I mean, yeah, I do like Watch Mojo, though, but I'm just saying.
They pass the time. They're pretty good. Shout out to Watch Mojo. Please sponsor us.
Someone sponsor us, anyways. Except, unless you're like bad or whatever. because, you know, we have morals, kind of.
Red Rooms. Ooh, creepy. You need to see that new, or hear the new creepy.
I'm probably going to listen to it tomorrow at work.
Yeah, it's good. You got to call me after you hear it. Anyways, creepy. Shout out to that podcast. Really well made. All right.
So now to our main attraction of the evening. Dang it, I messed it up. And this is why I work on cable, not public. Anyways, so Steven, what are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing a fabulous dress. You know, it's all red, sparkles, a big umbrella on my right, eyelashes, red lipstick. I look pale, so I put some makeup on. Now I look even more pale. My hair's in a bun, and I give birth to dragons.
Dude. Hot.
Thank you. I know. What are you wearing?
Khakis.
Typical.
Typical what?
Anyways, the Oscars was pretty okay last night. I mean, there was no host.
You realize you kind of missed that. It missed the host, you know.
I didn't miss it.
I missed it. You know, it needed something to, because it was kind of dry at points. I was like,
Some of the comedians were kind of meh.
I like John Mulaney and Awkwafina. They were funny for the 2 minutes they were on. They should have hosted.
They were okay. John Mulaney's okay. I'm saying it right now. He's okay.
He's fantastic.
No, he's not fantastic. He's okay.
See, you haven't even listened to any of his specials.
I freaking hate John Baloney. Okay? So, I don't care.
So that means you hate Spider-Ham? I hate you.
Spider-Pig? Thank you? Nobody even cares about him.
Spider-Ham. So, you don't even know. Oh my god, and you call yourself the Marvel fan. Get out of my face.
Hey, the Wasp. That's all I have to say. Anyways, keep going.
Interesting Oscars. Black, again, my personal opinion, Black Panther is mad overrated.
I agree with you.
The awards it did win, like special effects, well deserved, and like props and costumes, yeah, that was hella dope. But didn't really, and music was cool too, but it didn't need to be nominated for like all those other categories. Best movie,
no, I don't.
And then Infinity War was only nominated for one thing.
That pissed me off. Like, Infinity War should have been nominated for way more things than, I'm sorry, Black Panther over Infinity War. Infinity War all the way. Sorry. I'm just saying. You there, Brun? I think we lost Henry. Friend. Well, we'll be back with this short break. I think he found someone at the red carpet.
And I just came from a thrilling interview with my future wife. By the way, Alita Battle Angel is the greatest movie of all time.
Wow. That is a very strong statement. Are you sure about that?
Yes. Oh, by the way, the main actress, Rosa Salazar, is my future wife.
Are you going to take her last name?
Oh, definitely. We're getting engaged. By the way, go see Alita Battle Angel. It's the greatest movie of all time.
It is actually a pretty good movie.
I take back everything I said last week. I love her.
It's because you fell in love with her. I think that's more of the reason why you even like the movie anymore.
Yes. She has my heart, and now I will forever love her.
Man, he's just like a puppy. Anyways, back to the Oscars that were here live.
Huh. Yeah. Wait.
Stop it, Salazar. Don't go in that room. The stage is on your left. Hello, Henry.
Oh, hey, Steven. Sorry for that quick break. I was talking to all these celebrities. Because, you know, us here at Pizza Time Podcast have the exclusive.
We're up front. You can't see us, though.
Yeah, because we never revealed what we look like, because we're so handsome.
No, I don't think so.
Shut the hell up.
Not me. Maybe you, but not me.
Well, damn right me, but anyways.
But yeah, okay, the Oscars. So, what, yeah, them not having a host was awesome. I could care less. John Mulaney sucks, and
you're gonna start else? Backlash with that.
I hope I do with our three listeners. Shout outs to them.
All right, so I have the list of the winners here. Okay. All right, so let's start off with the best picture, Green Book.
Well, it shouldn't have won.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
I haven't either, but I wanted Star Is Born to win.
And I wanted Black Klansman.
That movie sounded really cool, though. So I kind of did want to see that one, too.
Bro, you would have liked it, because I know you love Adam Driver.
I freaking love Adam Driver.
Like,
someone sucked my arm off.
My arm.
You sucked my arm off. That was a great movie, too. What was that movie called again?
God, I'm trying to remember it. It had James Bond in it, too.
Yeah, it had Daniel Craig. I'm trying to think. Oh, what the freak's that movie called?
Hold up. You have a computer in front of you.
I know. You do too, Jew. Yeah. John Mulaney, everyone. Let's see. I know the name of that.
Logan Lucky.
There we go. You got it. Alrighty, well. There we go, Mr. Logan Lucky.
So are you going to edit out the Jew?
You just said,
dang it!
Edit out. I don't care.
Dang, we have, okay, I'm just saying.
I could care less.
To our Jewish followers, we have nothing against you. We love you.
They're awesome.
We love
you. They make a lot of money. They are cool. I don't care.
And Steven kind of looks like y'all.
Yeah, I'm pretty pale.
And he likes money.
Money's awesome.
And Latin women.
I do. Anyways. Let's get off that subject and go back to Logan Lucky sucking his arm off.
All right.
But yeah, Adam Driver should have gotten something for it. Cuz I know he wasn't going to get anything for episode 8.
Dang. Oh yeah, he also lost out to best supporting actress or actor, sorry, actor.
But yeah,
he lost out to Mahershala Ali.
Of course he did. Mahershala Ali has been in more movies than he has in, like, the past 2 years.
Adam Driver's been in a couple movies, bro.
A couple. Not as much as Mahershala Ali.
That's true. Mahershala Ali has been in, like, 10 movies.
He's taken over. Yeah.
And shows, too, bro.
Mm-hmm. He was in, what's it called? Luke Cage.
Yeah. They killed
then
him.
Then he though. Gets, spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler. Well, no, not really. In anything he's in, he dies.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen Green Book.
Exactly.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't. That kind of suck.
It'd be pretty cool. Anyways, so yeah.
Let's see. Best original music score: Black Panther. That one, I'm not too mad about. It had good music. It had really good music.
Yeah.
What you mean, eh?
It's okay.
All right, look. Tell me which one had a better soundtrack out of the ones nominated. Well, no, Black Klansman had a good soundtrack, too.
Heck yeah, I bet it did.
Yeah, it did. It was solid, but not better than Black Panther. All right, and Mary Poppins, I did not watch that. Nor did
totally had better it. One.
Is that the one with a teaspoon of sugar?
Yes, that's her. She returned, though. So I don't know if she still does that.
Okay. Isle of Dogs. Oh!
I don't even think they had music. It was more like just sound.
Yes. And if Beale Street could talk.
Man, that was a great movie, though. Isle of Dogs? Oh, jeez. So good. What'd you say?
If Beale Street Could Talk was the other one for the music.
What the heck is that?
It's a romantic movie.
Oh. Boo. Give it to Black Panther, then.
Yeah, so. No, that's not good. All right, best act. This one was a tight race. Best actor. Rami.
Female?
No, actor. Male. Oh, okay. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think he won, right?
Yeah, he won. That's what I said.
Yeah.
He beat Bradley Cooper.
Bradley should have gotten it.
William Dafoe, Viggo Mortensen, and Christian Bale.
Man, he beat Christian Bale in Vice, right?
Yep.
Wow. That's wild.
I'm just surprised Christian didn't win anything for the fact that he gained like 500 pounds for a role.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought too. I was like, dude, that dude looks huge. And then when you saw him at the Oscars, he looked normal. He looked like Christian Bale from Batman 3.
Yeah, he looked fit as all hell. I need to know. Well, no, he said it's very unhealthy what he does.
Oh no, it's super unhealthy.
Yeah.
I think he has like diabetes from it, or he can get it.
Yeah, in an interview he said like, yeah, no, I'm very unhealthy. And I'm like, oh.
He's like, I'm so close to dying from diabetes. You don't understand.
But you look healthy. No, I ate so much lard.
What? Yeah, he's like, I literally lard. Drank lard. Oh, pig Christian, that's not good. Mm, so good though. Oh mate, it's so good. Mm, you must try it.
Mm. You don't understand, mate. I drank the lard. And I loved it.
Oh wow.
It was so fucking good, mate.
I like the self-censors.
I have to, because I don't want you to. I don't want to give you extra work for editing.
Oh yeah, pain in the butt. All right, keep going, Morty.
All right, best actress. Oh, this one pissed me off.
I'm glad she lost.
Did anyone see The Favorite?
No, I don't even know what the hell that movie was.
I never saw any. I think on YouTube I saw a few commercials for it.
I don't see TV, so I never see any advertisement anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is, even like on other like on billboards or occasionally like on a YouTube ad, but like
nothing.
Nothing for this movie. Nothing.
Yeah.
And this I was about to say something. This woman.
Yeah.
This old hag. Actually, I don't know. Maybe
that whole but the thing is, that whole movie was like an incestual lesbian orgy.
Is that what it was about?
Dude, it was about two ladies trying to be the favorite for that one lady that I guess had all the money and everything.
Was she like the queen or something or what?
I guess. And then they were both like fighting over her, and like one would kiss her, and then the other one would kiss her, and then they'd both be like, "She loves me more," and then they'd have to like do stuff to prove to her. Like, it was really weird.
This movie seems interesting. Oh no, she's ugly though.
That's, I mean, it has what's her name in it, the girl from Spider-Man.
Anyways, but the thing is, look who she beat out Lady Gaga, who again, I still haven't seen A Star Is Born, but
dude,
everyone says it's amazing. It's like the
great
best movie ever.
Really well made.
But
that should have won.
She beat out Lady Gaga. She beat out Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me? And I heard that one was a very good movie as well.
I heard that one was good too, but I haven't seen that one either.
And again, respect to Melissa McCarthy, who went from like extremely comedic acting to really serious.
Yeah, and give respect to her because she was wearing that bunny outfit.
Also, yeah, the greatest outfit of the night.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why.
Yep.
I give her all the respects.
She also beat out Yulitza Aparicio?
Yeah.
Yulitza Aparicio in Roma. I haven't seen that movie.
It's on Netflix, but I'm probably not going to watch it.
Because I get it was. My friend was telling me, he's like, yeah, she should have won, but he couldn't get past like the first 10 minutes of the movie. He's like,
it's boring.
It's really boring, but apparently it's like about the social
something about the 70s in Mexico, I think.
About like workers.
Yeah,
but
I'm
gonna watch
fit
it
at home. Yeah,
well,
fit
at home. You sick person.
Why? I'm just saying, it
fit at home. What are you? I'm not from the 70s.
Well, your parents probably. Jeez.
Well, yeah, I guess. Anyways, but yeah, beat
so
her
offensive.
Out and beat out Glenn Close.
I don't know what that is.
You know who where she's from?
Where?
She's Cruella De Vil. From 101 Dalmatians.
That old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I could care less. She has so many Oscars. I could care less.
Yeah, but the thing is, maybe Melissa, the three, Lady Gaga, Melissa McCarthy, and Yulitza probably should have beaten this woman. Because, first of all, their movies were more known.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because, again, who saw The Favorite? In the comments, someone please tell me if you saw it.
Sorry. We have on Anchor, you can send us a message with your voice. Just be like, and I think it like deletes, so don't even worry about us keeping it or anything. But you can send us a message through voice. You can't leave a comment, but you can like send a message to us. It's super weird. I did it to myself. I sent me something, and then I was like, "Hello, you suck." And then I heard it, and I said, "Hello, you suck." And I was like, I started tearing up. But you guys can send stuff if you want to, and then we can. Again, I could download it and use it and be like, and part of one of the segments would be like, these are the questions you guys ask. It's up to you guys. You don't have to give us your names. You can do whatever, but just know that that is an option.
Or tell us everything about yourself, you know?
Or tell us if you hate the podcast. I don't know. Tell us how much you like it. I mean, it's whatever. So I'm just letting you guys
keep
know.
One thing in mind. I have a very emotional and very weak ego.
I know, and every one of my whenever I write down the stuff for the podcast, like the episodes, I always put Henry will cry if you make fun of us, so please don't. I don't know if you ever read them.
I probably don't, because I don't like to read. Kidding. I love reading. Wow. But anyways, please don't make fun of me. I have no friends, and my feelings get hurt very easily.
Oh, man.
I'm just so emotional all the time.
Let's go back to the Oscars. Anyways, oh, look, it's Janet Jackson. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, Henry, keep going. I'm going to talk with Janet.
That's the first celebrity you could think of?
Yeah, that's the only person I thought of. I was going to say Willem Dafoe, but I forgot how to say his last name. I was like, Willem Wilfull. Hey, bud.
Yeah. Okay, all right, and then for Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali,
boo,
for The Green Book, beat out Adam Driver in Black, which, again, Adam Driver did great in that movie. Jewish cop who infiltrated the Klan.
Nice. I want to see that movie even more now.
It was hilarious. He beat out Sam Rockwell, who played W.
Man, I really wanted to see Vice, too. We were trying to, but there was no showtimes where we're at. Like, no. It was just bad. Anyways, keep going.
Sam Elliott in A Star is Born. The old guy.
Oh, the old guy. Yeah. He's good. He was great in that movie.
All right. I'll take your word for it. And Richard E. Grant and Can You Ever Forgive Me? Neither of us saw that. Wouldn't know. But for me, Adam Driver. Adam Driver. Very well deserved, but Mahershala Ali is also a great actor.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess he wins. Adam Driver only had that one role, so give it to him.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Best Supporting Actress, Regina King.
I thought you were going to say Regina Short.
Regina Short. All right. Regina King in If Beale Street Could Talk. Juan. I didn't see that one. Actually, I saw none of these movies that are on here.
Really?
I don't think you saw any of them either.
Which ones are they?
All right, so Emma Stone in The Favorite. Mm-hmm. Rachel Wise in The Favorite.
All right.
Marina Tavira in Roma. Uh-huh. And Amy Adams in Vice.
I didn't see any of them.
Me neither.
I'm sad now. You broke my heart.
I'm sorry. Well, so it's we have no opinions on that.
Yeah, we don't.
All right, best animated feature.
Spider-Man.
I honestly don't think there was any competition besides maybe Isle of Dogs.
Man, Isle of Dogs was good though.
Yeah, because look,
I was so hyped to see that movie because I didn't even know Spider-Man was going to be this good. Remember, I was like, I went to go see it. And I was like, holy crap. I left the theater like wanting to see more. Isle of Dogs, I hyped it so much.
Yeah, because I hyped it a lot because of Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, man. And what's the name? Not Daniel Craig.
There were so many famous people in this.
What's his name? The guy from Breaking Bad.
Walter White?
Yes, him, but like his name.
I'm trying to remember it too.
The guy from, the dude from Malcolm in the Middle.
Rob, something Cranston.
Brian Cranston.
I was about to say Robert.
Cranston. Yeah, it's Brian.
But in the best animated feature thing, the other movies considered were Ralph Breaks the Internet. I didn't like that movie. Nah, I fell asleep in the middle of it.
I watched it. Me and Ashley watched it. It was decent. Like,
I mean, yeah, but I liked the first one a lot more.
I did like the first one, but sorry for anyone whose ears just blew up, but my nose was very itchy. Hello, Henry. I'm back.
All right, Meat Eye, but it was some anime.
Meat Eye.
Meat Eye. By Mamoru Hosoda.
Oh, also, quick update. Sorry to cut anything that we're talking about. Microphones. We might have one by this Saturday so we can have a guest. So
just comment who the guest you want to be is. We can have anyone.
We can have up to 4 people. That's it.
Yeah, tell us who. George Lucas will have him, you know. Mahershala Ali will get him too.
Yeah, totally.
Anyone you want.
Yes, yes, please. Yes. So, yeah, just letting everyone know that's going to happen. So, it'd be cool. Anyways, keep going, Henry.
I didn't see Mirai. Did you see Mirai?
Mirai? No, I didn't see it.
So, I can't really opinionate on that.
Yeah.
Incredibles 2, again, not as good as the first one.
I liked it, but again, yeah, not as good as the first one. But the thing is, I watched the first one maybe like, I think a month or two before the original or the new one came out, and I kind of actually got bored with the first one too. Like, it's a slow build up for that.
Oh, no,
movie.
No. I think, yeah, it's a slow build, but towards the end when he's on the island, that's when it's the
super
oh,
good. Yeah. Like, yeah. The last like 40 minutes of that movie are really good. But like the whole build up, like maybe the first 10, 15 minutes is pretty good too. But then it's like that build up where it's like slow and he thinks. The wife thinks he's cheating on her. Like, that whole, like, process there is just really, really slow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was pretty weird. But anyways, friend.
But yeah, so, as you can see, and finally, Isle of Dogs. So, out of all the movies I named, I say Isle of Dogs is the only one I probably could have made upset. Yeah.
I would have loved Isle of Dogs to win. But Spider-Man, I gave it to him. They did a great job. They did a fantastic job, actually. I love Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I think, we've seen it, like, what, almost 5 times?
I've seen it 5 times. I don't know about you.
I've seen it 4.
Nice. Yeah, you're not a true DC fan, so.
You mean Marvel?
No, DC.
I'm going to kill you. All right. let's move on. Best director. He wins everything. I think he won 2 Oscars last night, actually. No. Alfonso Cuarón for Roma won. Good for him.
They were all just speaking Spanish up there. I remember.
It was great. I was like, damn straight. Only a few of us could understand.
I didn't understand him. Especially when Diego Luna got up there. I didn't understand what he was saying, too.
You mean the Mexican you?
Oh, yeah, that is true. Just gotta let my beard grow out.
Yeah.
Man, we had the exact same hair. If it grows out, it looks exactly. It's crazy. Man, I want his hair.
Yo, me and Ashley straight up were like, why the hell does Steven look like everyone?
It's sad. I have like the most generic Lego Man Emmett face. Like, it's bad. Like, I look like 2 dots with a smiley face, but I can fit in with anyone.
Yeah. Like, give him a slightly bigger nose, he's Adam Driver. Give him a little bit of a tan and a goatee, he's Christian Bale or Diego Luna.
Or Diego Luna, yeah. Let me gain some weight. I'm Vice from Christian Bale. Man, it's cool though. It's a curse to have this face because then everyone's like, hey, I know you. I'm like, I have never met you ever before in my life. I'm like, no, you're from here. I go, no, I'm not. Go away. Anyways, Diego Luna speaking the El Español.
Beautiful.
Very good man.
But yeah, so
Narcos.
Oh, I love that show. Not Narcos Mexico, my guy.
Oh, I haven't watched it. I heard it's really good though.
Yeah, the thing is, I didn't watch the first Narcos. I didn't watch the Colombia one, but I did watch the Mexico. I'm watching it, and it's good.
Why are you watching just the Mexico one?
Because I have a preference. Reasoning? Yes, I have a preference.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
The awkward silence.
Poor.
You know, just ask. Anyways, yes, Diego Luna and that other Spanish guy. I think the sad part was that Spanish guy, the other one, sounded worse than Diego Luna's English in Rogue One.
Yeah, oh yeah, the chef, apparently. He's a chef, I think.
Oh, it made me so angry because I was like, Diego, you should have just talked. Let the other dude talk in Spanish. You talk in English because you sound way better. And this guy was like, so, you know, we are here tonight because we, you know. I was like, no, dude, just stop talking, please. Diego Luna all the way. But yeah, that's Henry's family. Anyways, keep going. What was the thing?
All right, so best director. He beat out Spike Lee for Black Klansman, which, again, great good movie. Adam McKay for Vice.
These awkward pauses.
Adam,
holy crap.
Adam McKay for Vice. Thing is, I'm getting is, they're calling me right now. Hold up.
Oh, they are.
Paul Lavosky? I can't.
Lavosky.
Paul Lukowski, Cold War. And Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite.
I freaking hate The Favorite.
Yeah, I haven't. No one saw that movie.
If you saw it, please tell us. And tell us where you live, too.
Tell us
I can burn your house down.
Oh, dang. Tell us if it's worth the hype. The hype.
Yeah, we can go watch it. No, I'm emulate it.
I'm probably not going
to. I mean, not emulate it. We'll probably
we'll pay, or something. No, we'll definitely pay to watch it. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, totally. AMC Stubbs.
Yeah. All right. Foreign language film.
Roma.
Yeah, Roma 1.
I should have known. Not that I watched it yesterday.
I don't think it was... Yeah.
What else won?
All right. Best original screenplay. Green Book. And it beat out Vice, The Favorite, and Roma.
I freaking hate... I hate The Green Book because they just... All they talked about last night was The Green Book.
And it's so again, weird. I feel like I want to watch that one. All right. Best adapted screenplay, Black Klansman.
All right. Yeah, I remember when he gave the big hug to what's his name? Purple lightsaber. Jackson. Yeah, he like grabbed him and grabbed him, just got on top of him and just started like dry humping him. I was like, oh man, what's going on there?
He's really excited. And it beat out The Ballad of Buster funny. Scruggs, which I heard is a really good movie. I think it's on Netflix.
Heard of that movie.
Okay.
What? Oh! Okay. What? No, I'm sorry. The Scorsese movie that's coming out later.
Oh, The Irishman.
The Irishman. It's only on Netflix. That's going to be cool, too. There's like a little sneak peek trailer thingy, a bobber. But it has all of our favorite actors. Well, not my favorite, but our father's favorite actors.
By the way, every Latin American father loves mafia movies. Like...
Oh, yeah. You'll have him play him in the background. You're like, Dad, we're not even Italian. They're like, shut up. This is the part. And then he goes, and the day Madonna's wanted. And you can see them mouthing it over there with their feet
and they're
up
like,
on the couch.
With like, you're with like, a really weird accent. On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Yeah, on the day of my daughter's wedding. And they try to do it. Ah, oh, it's really bad. Very, very upsetting. But it's hilarious to watch. But yes, every Hispanic father. And then the moms like roll their eyes and go to the kitchen and keep cooking. Not that women should be cooking all the time.
Steven, you have very
misogynistic views. Let's change the subject, Henry. I was raised by a Latin man.
As was I. But equal rights. Anyway, best cinnamon. I was about to say cinnamon. Cinnabon. Don't sponsor us because I'll get fat. Or do, you know. I don't mind. Life is not Cinnabon, worth living anymore, Cinnabon. So I might as well eat its sweets. All right, best cinematography, Roma.
Oh my gosh.
And it beat out The Favorite. A Star.
Good. I freaking hate The The Favorite pisses me off so much.
We haven't even seen it.
I know, but it's just, it looks so, I don't know. Watch it be like the best movie I see, and I go, I don't give a crap anymore.
This is the greatest movie ever, bro.
The best. Yeah, seriously. Beat Spider-Man, beat everything. I don't know. But yeah, it beat out Stars Born. It beat out everyone else.
Yeah.
Roma.
All right. Best visual effects, First Man. Did you see that one?
No, okay, I wanted
this
to.
This is the one that kind of made me mad, too. Because it beat Avengers Infinity War. First of all, it beat out Avengers Infinity War. It beat out Solo: A Star Wars Story. It beat out Ready Player One.
I can see that.
It might not have been the greatest movie, but it had great effects. It did. All right. And Christopher Robin. Homeboy Pooh looked realistic AF.
Yeah, and my homeboy McGregor was there too.
Obi-Wan was in this movie.
Man. Well, who won again?
First Man. What's that about?
It's about the first guy who lands on the moon.
That's it?
It's about Armstrong.
Haven't they already made a movie about that?
Not Apollo 13. That's like a horror movie. I don't... Or Apollo 19. I forget what it was called, but yeah, that's like a horror movie.
That's the only category that Avengers was nominated in, and I'm mad.
That's stupid, man. That's so stupid.
I am angered.
Whatever. I don't care anymore.
All right.
Yeah. Just move on before I get angry.
Best costume design, Black Panther. I could see it. All right. Beat out Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Which is a Western film.
Totally.
I could see what beat out.
That's the one on Netflix. That's the one you're talking about. Okay.
Beat out Mary, Queen of Scots. The one where Margot Robbie looks like the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. That's the movie. Yeah, yeah.
The Favorite.
Holy crap. I'm gonna call this podcast The Favorite Podcast. the
least favorite episode.
The least favorite episode.
And Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay, I can see Black Panther winning that one.
All right, best film editing. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. No one's going to listen to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mark my words.
Perfect.
Shrek doesn't like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Darling, everyone's going to listen to Bohemian Rhapsody. We're queens. Remember that.
I was listening to a podcast, right? And they were like, you realize in the movie, they make sure everyone knows that they're queen a lot. And they're like, what do you mean? It's like, any chance they get, they say, we're queen. And I'm like,
yeah, they do.
Holy crap, they do.
It's pretty funny. But it's because, you know, I don't want to say Freddie Mercury was cocky.
He was extremely cocky, bro.
He wanted them to know.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah. But he wanted everyone to know. He wanted everyone to know who was queen, exactly. So, I'm just saying. But yes, anyways. Who else?
The Green Book. Vice.
Oh, I still need to see Vice.
By the way... We want to see some of these movies. It's just that movie theaters are awful. Except for AMC.
Yes, because we're sponsored by AMC Stubs members, and they're the best.
You know what's going to be funny? What if Regal ends up sponsoring us or something?
What if Regal sues us? Why aren't you shouting us out? We're suing you.
Or we get the sponsor from Venture Cinema. That's the $3 movie theater.
Dude, hey, their cinemas are cool. They got better seats now because you're paying extra. They used to be $1.
And then they went up to $2. Theaters, I remember that.
So, and then they went up to $3. And that's where they're at right now. I think the most they could go to is $5. And then everybody will stop going.
Because then it's like,
You get me? Because it's pointless.
I go for cheap movies.
I don't know. Just keep going. I love cheap movies.
The Favorite. And Black Klansman.
What's The Favorite? If The Favorite's on the $3 movie theater, we need to go see it.
I'm down.
Because I just need to know why that movie is... Oh, it's so good!
I swear to God, if it's one of those boring movies that, like, for some... Because I remember... Yeah, because the thing is... Like, when I was younger, I'd watch the Oscars, too, and it'd be other movies I've never seen and I never will see because they look boring as all hell. Yeah. It's probably one of those. With a lot of inappropriate things I couldn't watch.
like Scarface or The Godfather. Oh man, those movies. Anyways,
I'm just trying to find something that the ones that kind of matter. All right, best sound editing.
Doesn't matter.
I guess, but Bohemian Raps.
Bohemian Raps. Yeah. They won, right?
All
right,
best makeup. Okay, guess which one won that one. No.
The Favorite. Dang it.
Yeah, you were.
I was there. Just on my computer. I was just on the computer doing other stuff.
No.
I don't. Black Panther. Okay, one more. Oh, I get one more. Bohemian Rhapsody. Dang it. Okay, just tell me.
Vice.
What?
Yeah.
No way. That's freaking cool.
I mean, come on. Right, Christian Bale had to win something, bro.
Did he add his layers? Did they add more layers?
I mean, they kind of had to like put on wigs and crap. And they made Amy Adams look old as all hell, and Steve Carell too. And they made Tyler Perry a light skin. Yeah.
They really? Oh, cool. Now I really want to see this movie. That's awesome.
All right. Let's see if there's other ones that matter. There's none of these really matter. That's about it.
All right, so let's just go to the last one. Who won the movie? So
that was the first one we did.
Just do a run up thing. Recap. Oh. Recap. That's the word.
So, all in all, everyone saw that The Favorite was dominating this night. Disgusting. What if people think that we're saying that we don't support like lesbians or whatever? I don't care about that. It's just the fact that we didn't see it and we think it's mad overrated.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Like, there were so many better movies.
Infinity Black War, Panther,
Spider-Man,
Black Klansman should have won more. Like, that was a really good movie.
Even though I don't care for The Green Book, I know it was a good movie because my sister told me it was. So I would have rather have that win some other stuff than the stupid The Favorite.
Yeah, because again,
even Ghostbusters women, I would have had them.
Oh yeah, did you hear that? They're like, they're really pissed that they're making another one. Like, no,
is it still females?
You didn't hear about that? Okay, so I guess we're done with the Oscar news then.
But yeah, so in the end, the Green Mile won, right?
Yeah, the Green Mile won. Took home best movie.
Yes. Woo! Green Mile!
Mahershala Ali!
He's the best. Was he playing as the big jail guy? The one who died in real life?
I don't know.
From the Green Mile?
Wait, you mean the Green Book?
No, I'm talking about the Green Mile.
Oh, the one the dude that died.
The big dude. Oh, yes, what's his name?
He played the Kingpin in Daredevil.
He did. You're right. No, he didn't.
Movie against Ben Affleck.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, what the freak? No, he didn't. I was like, it's that other guy. Feel my fist.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember his name.
It's okay. But he Mahershala Ali, he played as him for the Green Mile, right?
No.
I'm just trying to confuse
you. Yeah, you are, because I'm very lost.
I know you are. You sound so lost. Okay, anyways. Keep it going. All right. Well, we're done with the Oscars. Hopefully everybody either saw it, or hopefully this recap of us talking about it helped you out.
If you're in any way, shape, or form. We honestly don't care. We did it because, you know, it's a topic. Also,
yeah.
Actually, this year I was kind of interested in some of the movies.
Yeah, again, my top five movies of this year would have been, of last year, would have been Infinity War, not Black Panther, Spider-Man, Vice, even though I haven't watched it, I want to see it.
Okay, I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, don't argue with me. Thanks. You should face. Let me think. What's another movie?
Another movie that you what movie did you watch that you enjoyed?
I don't know.
Did you?
What was the movie? Alita. Oh,
yeah, that's this year though. Did you like Ant-Man and the Wasp?
I love there that we movie. Go. That movie, and then what was another movie that came
Solo.
Out?
Solo.
I'm trying to.
It was yeah, because I'm trying to remember. Yeah,
it wasn't bad. Bad. I'll great, give it though. To him. All right, those are my top five. No, Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2, yeah.
Yeah, forget that movie. All right, Deadpool 2. All right, those are my top five. Thanks.
Last, the movies that came out last year, top five for me?
Do you have top five?
All right, from one to five, I obviously Infinity War.
And obviously the movie that we love so much, The Giving, way? Or whatever it's called.
The Giving? Huh? What's that? Stop trying to confuse me, man.
What was the movie favorite? That we hate right now? That's what it was. I said, was The like, Giving.
The Giving Tree, bro? That story we read as children?
I don't even know you what never, the you you're never talking read about. The Giving I'm confused. Tree? No, my hamster's in the corner over there.
The hell does that hey, have to Hammy. Do with The Giving Tree?
She's waking up. Leave her alone.
I hate you. By the way, why did you give your girl okay. hamster the name Hammy? That's a dude hamster name.
It's my sister and my hamster.
What does that have to do with anything?
I sound you sounded so very dumb. Weird. I sounded like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. Anyways, we just named it Hammy because Hammy the hamster.
Very See? Original. No.
Bro, are you mad, bro?
Oh, I'm always mad at you.
Mad? Do you have a hamster?
No, my dog would
Okay,
eat it.
Thanks. Anyways. You mean that freaking horse
hey,
you call
make
a dog?
Fun of my horse dog.
That horse dog gets scared whenever
yeah,
I stop.
He is scared of you.
Okay. Yeah, you better be. They call me the pale white ghost. Oh, no. They call me the white devil. Anyways. What are your top five? So you picked Black Panther. What else?
No, Infinity War. The what?
The Giving.
Why do you keep
okay.
calling it that? The favorite.
What is it called again? I forgot.
All right, no.
Because it's not my favorite movie. That's
okay,
why
so,
I keep all right,
so my first
anyways.
One, Avengers Infinity War. Aquaman.
Okay. I forgot that movie came out. Yeah, okay.
I love
wasn't
that
wasn't great,
movie.
That's why. Everything blew up after every 30 minutes. Okay, anyways, three.
Anyway.
What's your third one?
Black Klansman.
No good segues. Okay. Solo.
Yeah, Solo. And, Okay. Deadpool 2, yeah.
Bro. We almost had the exact same thing, except... Whoa, why did you put
oh
Spider-Man
Oh, my God,
in
you're
there?
Right. If I'm being...
I put Spider-Man
you know
on that, mine.
And you know, this is hard for me, but I'm taking out Solo.
Oh, you
I like
taken
Aquaman,
out
Aquaman more.
Dang. Okay, I'll give you that. Solo, yeah. Switch it with that one. Cool. Oh my gosh! Isle
oh,
of Dogs!
Crap. This oh. is a hard list, man!
Oh no! Oh, no. What was my list again? Okay, Infinity War, Isle of Dogs, Spider-Man, Deadpool 2, and...
Do you still want to keep Ant-Man in there?
Ant-Man. There we go. We're good now. All right. Did you like Isle of Dogs? Do you even want to put it in your list? If you don't,
thing
I
is,
shame you right
the,
now.
But the thing is, you. All right, so obviously it doesn't beat out Infinity War.
Obviously, but it beat out my heart. With all those dogs.
I love Aquaman too much. It didn't beat out Spider-Man for me.
How good it is Spider-Man.
What was the other movie I said?
Oh, crap. I forgot to say Deadpool 2 for my other
no,
movie.
No, you said it. It was your last
pick.
Okay,
never mind.
I took Solo out for Spider-Man. Oh, okay. Black Klansman. Oh, I like that
Black
movie
Klansman.
Too much, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a tie between Black Klansman and Isle of Dogs. Anyway, I'll say oh, that. Man. There we go.
Okay, it's a tie. Just leave it. That's good. It's a good list. But yeah, those are the best five movies.
Those are
watch,
our Oscars. Oh, wait, hold year. Up. Fine. Here are Oscars. What was the best movie of the year last year? Avengers Infinity War.
Really?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I watched Infinity War twice. I watched Spider-Man like 5 times. It's already
and it's out still out in theaters too. Netflix. You mean Blu-ray?
And it's no, I know, but it's on Netflix.
Oh, Infinity War. I thought you meant Spider-Man.
No, no. Is it already out on Blu-ray?
Next week, actually.
Oh man, I'm buying that. Ooh, I'm buying that. But yeah, no, I think Spider-Man wins. It's the comedy in there does not compete with Infinity War. Infinity War is funny, but okay, watching Infinity War once, awesome. Watching it twice,
I will okay. Admit in the
it's still cool. And then after the third time,
in the middle, like the it does get very slow.
Yeah, and then this movie, it doesn't get slow. It's like a video game. It has the greatest pace that I've ever seen. I relate to
Peter B. Parker.
It's like this happens, bam. This happens, bam. And yeah, exactly. I can relate more with Peter B. Parker than I can with a purple yam. You know, clapping his fingers together and killing people. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Spider-Man, I think, would be the top. And again, it's such a family movie that makes so much more money than anything else.
Yeah.
So, Infinity War, yeah. I mean, it's PG-13 and, you know, there's some language here and there. But again, only the diehard fans of like those that have children you know what's will funny? Take them. But if it's like, what?
Did you know that the directors of Spider-Man were the original directors of Solo? Yeah.
Really?
So
they wanted to make it even more funnier.
And they got fired. They got fired from Solo because they were being the Lucasfilm did or Kathleen Kennedy didn't like that they were what's it called?
Making it too comedy. Yeah,
and the fact that they were letting the actors what's it called when they like just say what they want to.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Not role play.
I'm trying to think about
just they could just fit whatever they want.
Yeah, there's a word for it.
I know what you're talking. Yeah, there is. Hold on. It's I know the word. It's right there. Whatever, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I think everybody else does,
I don't know what the hell it is.
It's probably... Just keep talking, it'll come to
she me. Didn't like that, and so she fired them, and...
Pulling it out their
something
butts.
Something like that. But yeah, apparently it was going to be a lot more comedic, and it was the actors doing a lot of ad-libbing and just kind of going with it, what they felt they would say. But the studio and the... Like Lucasfilm didn't, or no, not Lucasfilm, Disney didn't like that. So,
kind of like the same thing with the pig.
Oh yeah,
pig ham, spider ham. When they let him just do whatever. Who the,
do you think you're talking?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so thing is, I love the story because it's like the biggest revenge for the directors. Because So they fired them from Solo, and. After you get fired from a Star Wars movie, your career should be like over. But
yeah, and Sony picks them up.
And guess who won awards? Who gets nominated for Best Picture? Well, animated picture. Who makes Who makes like more money in the box office?
Way more money than Solo. Who
is considered a success at the box office? Because Solo was considered a flop.
Yeah. But the thing is, Spider-Man wasn't considered a huge success either. It didn't, you know, do as well, but it still did pretty good, which is sad because that movie was so great.
But yeah, no, but to me, it's just like the biggest revenge on Disney because, you know, Solo really underperformed in the eyes of a lot of people. Well, I like them.
In the eyes of the mouse?
But look at Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse basically saved Sony.
Dude. Nah, I don't think so. Venom did. What are you talking about? It sold. It did way better than Spider-Man. Venom. Sounds like a motorcycle that needs gas. Yeah.
Economically, Venom, but quality-wise, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yes. But either Venom wasn't also a movie that came out this year or last year.
Honestly, I don't think I put it in my top of last year. Top 10.
I put him on number 6. 10.
I'll give it like 7.
Yeah.
Oh, Venom was that'd probably be in the segment movies we hate or movies people love or we love that people hate.
why not we make that our next one? If we don't get the mic this week when we have our guest over, we could do it for another one that is just you me. Of all the movies that we hate, that not we hate, but people hate, but we love.
I'm down.
We can do that. That's cool. But we have to make a list. So make like a top 25 list at least. And then we'll talk about them. Do you want to make them? Do you want to make it like together and be like ones we both agree on? Or you have your 25, I have my 25?
The thing is, I feel like we should have two. And we each talk about why we love it and why we hate it. Or why people would hate it and why we love it. And that
just two movies.
That way.
Okay.
We'll be able to have like a certain topic. Why are we talking about this in the middle of the podcast?
Because this is what we do. This is our podcast, baby. We can do whatever we want. Anyways, yes, the Oscars was amazing. Thank you everyone for listening. Henry cut this thing so I could do whatever I need to do. I need to take a dump. Holy whackmole.
Next week hopefully we'll get the mic, and if not, you see, we'll introduce our
next week.
We'll get the mic. We'll be able to have some guests and have some conversation. And if not, we will have our new segment called Movies We Love That People Hate. We'll even make a theme song for it. I don't know.
Also, quick thing before you drop it. Before you end it.
Drop it like it's hot. I hate myself so much right now.
It's okay. I did it with you, so now I hate myself too. We're going to be also, if we're going to be doing the people of three or four people in the podcast, we're going to be cutting it in segments because there's going to be a lot of people and we're going to want to take pee breaks and do it all that stuff. So we're going to be doing it in segments of 20 minutes and then 20, 20, 20, 20, which equals 120. No, my math is completely wrong. 20, 40, 60, 80. So it equals an hour, 20 minutes is what I was trying to say. So that's how long our podcast would be if we had more people, just because the freak is that noise?
Doing weird noise with my mouth. What did it sound like?
All right. God only knows. Anyways, 1 hour and 20 minutes. How long it would be. Just because
I'm looking at something on the screen.
Oh, okay. So, cause we have more people, so more people want to express themselves and do more talking. And then the last 20 minutes or 15 minutes of the segment or of the show, we'll do the comic book 20 questions is what I'm thinking of calling it. And it'll either be Marvel, DC, or even Dark Horse. Ooh. So just letting you know, get prepared, study up if you guys want to play along. Also, you can send in whatever you like, a suggestion or something. You can send it through the voice chat thing. And then I can look them up and, you know, ask the questions and stuff. But other than that, Henry, please take it away. We should have the mic by the end of this week, so we'll let you know.
Thank you guys for joining us on our special edition of The Oscars with Stephen Hen Henry. I was about to say your last name.
Oh, man. Stephen,
the guy.
Stephen Luna.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Driver Luna.
You know me.
And Henry Roma.
No, Henry
Salazar.
Salazar.
By the way, Rosa, if you ever do listen to this podcast, because I know you do, because we talked earlier on the red carpet, I love you, and we will make beautiful babies.
I'm going to cut this episode. Oh, my gosh. End this crap.
Thank you guys for listening to us. As always... Again, why do you listen to us? I will never know why. We're not that interesting. I end this thing very negatively. But all right, thank you for joining us for the Oscar version of this. Next week, we will have our new segment, Movies We Love That People Hate. And with the new microphones, we will be able to have more guests and more opportunities to hear more opinions of our friends and fellow quote-unquote experts of stuff.
Yeah,
experts.
Totally.
And hopefully, and in 2 weeks, our review for Captain Marvel. So stick around and remember.
Oh, yeah, that movie. Hopefully, it's good.
And you killed it.
I love you.
I know. And remember, y'all, it's pizza time.